money can be brought forward and the bills can be paid, the structure made safe. If that can be made safe and the city is comfortable with that, then the fence could be taken down and we could move forward.
Ron Bates is a member of the Save St. Anne's Church and Shrine organization. The church, located on Broadway on the city's east side, was closed back in 2012 due to structural problems and deterioration. The organization is trying to find ways to keep the building from being demolished with hopes of restoring it.
Rome could sit on this for a period of time while they're considering it. It could run into a year or more. The decree is already over a year old. There's been no answer back, and the diocese, of course, is in the same waiting line as we are, because we would receive the information through our canonical attorney, and they, of course, would receive the letter directly from Rome. The group in Rome that has total sway, total say, is a congregation of the clergy, and they are housed in the Vatican.
But the price tag to save this church is hefty. The Catholic Diocese of Buffalo says it would cost between $8 and $12 million in order to save the church. So members of the St. Anne's organization are trying to help raise funds. The calendar is part of that effort. They're trying to raise public awareness of the significance of this Gothic-style Roman Catholic church.
We do not have an up-to-date number, because we have people who are interested in donating, and they are very, very, very careful to make sure that we have a project which will go forward. And that has to come from the diocese, the landmarking community, and frankly, Rome, because the church is under decree for closure with a corresponding appeal by our committee to not allow the church to be closed. And I think people have said, if you're going to be open, let us know. We will bring the funds to get this job done.
Last November, the diocese urged the Buffalo Common Council to delay action on landmark status for the church, but lawmakers approved it anyway. The diocese is trying to find a viable reuse for the church.
It's on a world level of value as far as the interior of that building. What's in there is world-class, left, right, and center, from the floor way up to the highest roof cap, which is 7 stories inside the building, 7 or 8 stories. Accommodates over 1,300 people.
Bottom line right now is making sure that that it's shored up and nothing happens.
Well, the heat is still on. The diocese has taken on the obligation of inspecting it and make sure everything's in good order. And frankly, we walk around it too to make sure everything's in good shape. So we have quite a few people looking at the church, and we are committed to making it work again. It's on a world level of value as far as the interior of that building. What's in there is world-class, left, right, and center, from the floor way up to the highest roof cap, which is 7 stories inside the building, 7 or 8 stories.
According to a city inspector, the condition of the 2 main bell towers of St. Anne's create a hazard to the general public. Eileen Buckley, WBFO News.